Have you heard the saying, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is? People today have every right to be skeptical. I mean, as growing up as a kid, I used to like to watch wrestling. And then I found out once I went to school that it's fake and scripted. What? Took my breath away. Then in school, I learned about the food pyramid. And then years later, guess what? I find out that it wasn't accurate. Not at all. So kids are being deceived. And they find out that the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, they're all not real. Now, when it comes to Santa Claus, for me personally, I never believed in it. Why? Because logically, it just didn't make sense. In elementary school, we grew up in an apartment building. And I'm like, how does this dude get into all these houses? We ain't got chimneys. And I'm like, what, he got a master key to everything? It just didn't make sense. The evidence against him was piling up very quickly in my book. My brother and I didn't see our father dressed as Santa Claus. See, our parents divorced when we were really young, and before I turned to age 7, he actually passed away. So, in the midst of all of this, we also grew up poor, and us going to like McDonald's or Wendy's, that was a treat to us. By the time I got into middle school, I found creative ways to earn extra money. I sold candy and food out of my locker, and my entrepreneur mindset, that began to develop. And over time, as I was getting ready to get out of high school, one of the things that people told me is to stay away from get-rich-quick schemes. Well, that sounds like good advice, but my plan was not to stay poor for the rest of my life. So I began to look around, and I noticed that the gap between the rich and the poor continues to grow wider and wider and farther apart. But even at this time also, the middle class started shrinking, and now today it's like disappearing. And I always wonder, why is that? Well, I'm going to shed some light onto that right now. Now, when it comes to someone's standard of living, there are actually four levels. There's four levels. And each level is dependent upon something different. In order to be and stay in that level, it requires something different. Now, in underdeveloped countries, they are the very first level, and that's the very bottom. And this represents the poorest of the poor in the world. And they rely on aid. They rely on charities, and they rely on associations and individual people to supply their needs that they need, whether we're talking about education, housing, food, whatever it is. And the second layer is not impoverished, but they're still poor. And they rely on the government or their state. And they rely on it for food, housing, and shelter. And so there are different government programs that rely on these things. And then next up is the middle class. This is the third layer. In the middle class, they are dependent upon a job. If they take their job away, then they slip down into the state level. And then at the very top, on the fourth level, you have the rich. And the rich, they are dependent upon their assets, whether those that they created or those that they acquired. That's what they're relying on for their standard of living. So Robert Kiyosaki once said that a job is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. And the reason for that is because over time, it becomes more evident what category you're in. Because as I said before, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And so the reason that happens is because people are trying to earn a living in the wrong age. There are many economic revolutions and economic shifts that have taken place over history. And if you don't know what economic era you're in, that'll put you at a strong disadvantage. And that's exactly what's happened to the middle class. You see, they are trying to operate under ideas that were formed in another economic era, and they are no longer working. For example, if you think about students who go to college, when they come out of college, they actually get a job in an area or a field that they did not actually get the degree for. Well, what is that causing that? Well, they're operating under an old idea in ways that don't exist anymore. The way to generate wealth the fastest is different in each economic age. See, to generate wealth in the first major economic age, which was the age of agriculture, was to own the land. If you own more land, then you are able to produce more wealth. But then in industrial age, it was all about the machines. If you own the machines, then you are able to own the wealth. Now, the next age that happened was the information age, where this is where you're able to control the flow of information. Whether we're talking Google, we're talking Yahoo, we're talking Amazon, Sam's Club, all these places were distribution places where that control the flow of information, products, and services. And today it's of partnerships and AI. So instead of trying to get a degree to work for Apple, you can create an app on Apple. You can actually work with Amazon by creating a book. Instead of working at YouTube, you can work with YouTube by creating a channel. So there are so many ways to actually work together with these other entities that you otherwise weren't able to do before. And the way the wealth is actually created is through creativity. When you find a way to provide value to their audience, like let's say you have an app in the Google Play Store, and if that app actually serves their customers, then you're able to receive profit from it. If you're able to provide value and people are able to watch your videos and subscribe to their YouTube channel, then you are able to generate more income. So today, it's not the college education that rewards the people who makes the most. Today, the people who get rewarded with the most financial opportunities, who are able to use self-education, personal development to further their education, to quickly learn the skills needed to address new problems that arise. So by focusing on creating and building assets with our creativity, that will put you in a place to not only prosper, but it will put you in a place to actually serve others at the highest level. And so if you're about doing that, then you want to make sure you subscribe to this channel. I am Roberto Swift. This is the Wealthy Mindset Podcast, and I will see you in the next one. I'm out.